Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Rotblat joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots. Step back in there at once and sell, sell.
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Rotblat on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Fools make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
But you will not get slaughtered if you have a solid sell discipline on everything that you buy. It's not just, hey, did I make the right buying decision? Investing is about multiple decisions, and one of them, arguably the more important, is when do I sell? Charles Rotblat comes in here each week to give you the buy of the week and the sell of the week. And while it is about specific names, it's also about methodologies, learning why would I want to make a certain decision and how do I apply it? So even if we're talking about a name that, hey, you've never bought, you don't see yourself ever buying, it's more would you apply the logic of what's going on here to something that you own? Does this sound like, hey, maybe I should put my own securities through this kind of thought process? Now, if you want more information on all of the thought processes they use at the American Association of Individual Investors, and they use a bunch of them, that's part of what's cool about it, it's AAII.com. You'll get information on Charles's journal there and much more. If you want to know what Charles is doing when he's not here, at Charles Rotblat on Twitter. Charles was here yesterday when he made Standard Motor Products, ticker symbol SMP, his buy of the week. Let's see who he's not feeling so good about today. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Who's our sell of the week?
Gilat Satellite Networks.
That is ticker symbol GILT. And what is wrong with Gilat Satellite Networks?
Well, this is a stock we recently removed from our model shadow stock portfolio. That portfolio targets value-oriented microcap stocks, and we really designed it to show investors a real-world example of how they could actually take advantage of two of the biggest premiums in investing, the value premium and the size premium. The smaller you go in terms of size and the lower you go in terms of valuation, in general, the more upside you're going to get on an aggregate level. Now, obviously, some companies are small. Some companies have low valuations for a reason. But if you apply a disciplined approach to it, over time, the strategy pays off. And one of the keys is having that disciplined sell approach. This portfolio has three very simple rules for selling. One, if the company reports negative earnings from continuing operations for two consecutive 12-month periods, we sell the stock. If the stock's price-to-book ratio gets too high, we sell it. And if the market cap gets too large, we sell it. In this case, this company reported two consecutive quarters of negative 12-month continuing operations. The way we run this portfolio, if a company reports a quarter and earnings from continuing operations are negative for the past 12 months, we put on earnings probation, meaning the stock is close to violating our sell rules. We'll give it one quarter to see if things straighten out, because when you start dealing with small cap companies, particularly micro cap companies, you have to be very careful not to transact too often because the bid ask spreads are wider and you can actually run up a lot of cost. In this case, this company just reported its second negative 12-month period of earnings estimates. The company basically blamed that they're having problems with sequestration, government cuts. And this company, as you can gather from the name, is involved in satellite communications. It actually designs and produces very small aperture terminals, or VSATs. And these are basically earthbound terminals that transmit and receive broadband internet voice and data via satellites. And this is a case where we saw sales drop last year. And again, the company's blaming defense cuts. But in this case, what you're really worried about is what's the trend in earnings. And here we saw those negative earnings. Following that disciplined approach, we get out of the stock.
It's important for investors to understand when they're doing microcaps, especially, that they want to have these kinds of ironclad rules, or not necessarily ironclad, because you talked about, well, we give them a little bit of leeway. When you take a look at this, I mean, how much of the downside have you already ridden on a stock like this because you were waiting as it went through those two consecutive 12-month periods? And how much do you think it has to go?
Well, in this case, we, you know, the stock did get punished a little bit on earnings, and we're really not trying to being too concerned about where it's going. For someone who's looking at it, wondering what the downside is, The stock's currently trading with a price-to-book ratio of 0.99. Its five-year average is 0.075, so you can make an argument based on the valuation side that there is potentially 25% downside to the stock. But I think in this case, it's not even so much about a portfolio. It's overall, when people buy a stock, they don't always think, okay, what's my exit strategy? What's going to cause me to get out of the stock? And I think it's very important, regardless if you're buying a mega cap stock like an Exxon, a Chevron, an Apple, a Microsoft, Boeing, that you always know that if the X, Y, and Z occurs, I'm going to get out of the stock. And having that disciplined approach will increase your returns over your lifespan. And occasionally things will happen where you follow the rules. Things will happen outside the rules. But if you have that disciplined approach, it will make you better at selling. And it also forces you to more closely evaluate the stock when you buy it. How close is it to violating these rules? And do I want to avoid buying it in the first place?
That's why you said the sell is not so much about valuation here. That's why you're not that concerned about the downside as it is about violating those rules. I want to ask quickly, because we're almost out of time, you mentioned that one of the other rules that could get something sold is if it got too big. As a general rule, while it might sell out of that portfolio, wouldn't an investor who's seen a company go through that kind of growth maybe say, I might want to stick with it?
You know, it's controversial, and the idea is that this is a microcap strategy, and so we want to keep a stock that's true to its strategy. So if you're buying a stock because it's a value-oriented microcap strategy, we have those upper limits on valuations and those upper limit on market cap to basically stay true to the strategy. So if a stock stops being either value or microcap, we want to get out of the portfolio. It may continue doing very well, and as an individual investor, you might look at it and say, I still like the stock's prospects. I want to hold on to it. But you need to be cognizant that all of a sudden this no longer occupies that part of your portfolio. It's now a different type of stock.
Well, and when something has become different, that's at the very least when you want to look at selling it. And what you want to look at selling this week is Gilat Satellite Networks, ticker symbol GILT. It is the sell of the week from Charles Roteblatt, editor at AAII Journal. His buy of the week yesterday was Standard Motor Products, SMP. And he's the guest of the week, but if you want to find out what he's doing when he's not here, you'll follow him on Twitter at Charles Roteblatt, or you'll check out the AAII.com website. Charles, always a pleasure.
I enjoyed it.
We will talk with Charles next week, but we've got a lot more to do on the March the 19th Money Life because we've just gotten started. The big interview is next. Stick around. We're living the money life right here.